Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Music there from a band you've probably never heard here in Coleman. It's called The Used. And the name of the song there was, ironically enough, The Taste of Ink. Yep, that's kind of what we do here at Live 95. Play a little bit of stuff that you've probably never heard before. Give you a little more music exposure and a little bit of everything else, like a little bit of football, a little bit of football, a little bit of football, and it's probably about time for a little football right here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. We are Live 95, WRJMLP in Coleman. Now I'm copying Tommy. See, that's not supposed to be legal. It's supposed to say WRJPLP. WRJMLP Coleman. There we go. I learned that because I met with an FCC attorney last week in Vegas, and among many other things that I did. So anyway, time for Sports Talk Live here on Coleman's independent radio. This program brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week. And also by our other sponsors, Alpha Insurance, Cynthia Phillips, your agent there, AK Reynolds, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers, Morton's Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, and Tommy Warhurst of the Warhurst Agency. And yes, guys, in the other room, I actually printed out a list, so I did not stumble this week. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Jay, and thanks, welcome Jay. Back to the state of
Did that
Alabama.
Not sound good or what? Yeah, like I rehearsed or something.
Yeah, we can tell you've been at a meeting. That was very professional.
Yeah, that was very Vegas-like.
Yeah, I'm surprised you even mentioned Vegas. You know, most people go to Vegas, don't even let people know they were out
right.
there.
I can tell you that you have a much better chance, except for last week, in doubling your money on the stock market than Vegas. Now Vegas last week versus the stock market, much better chance.
Hey, hope you had a good trip, Jay. Glad you're back.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. And Ronnie got a lot to talk about today. Not so much Jameis Winston for a change.
Not so much, but a little bit.
Yeah, but we will get him involved.
We may have to pile on Jimbo a little bit.
Oh yeah,
here
Jimbo
today,
needs piling.
But hey, just to start the show, and I know we won't start with college football because we got some local high school stuff. But just a big Roll Tide. If you're a Roll Tide fan,
I can say a very impressive.
If you are an Alabama fan on Saturday, you had to be just absolutely elated at the
Quick question. Alabama yes. that good, Texas A&M that bad, or
middle
combination?
A combination.
I have to agree with you on that one.
A combination.
Let me
we'll,
tell you
we'll
about
get
my
more
Saturday,
into that.
Ronnie.
Lay it on
tell
me.
Tell you kind of how my luck runs. So I started telling you the story before we went on air, and then Jay said we were going to go on a few seconds early. So anyway, I make big plans to watch the Alabama game. Auburn's not playing, so I go to Piggly Wiggly, buy my wings.
Go to the pig.
Yeah, and marinate them things for about 2 hours, get some hamburger meat. I'm ready. Throw it on
yeah.
the grill.
I can smell it
Tyler
now.
Emma comes over. I mean, we've got a pile of
no invitation.
Wings.
No other invitations,
no,
I noticed.
I done you like you done me with a lake. So. We get the wings cooked, the burgers cooked, and sit down. About the second wing I eat, I think, it was 21-0. The game was no interest. And so I ended up out in the yard watching Emma ride her new bicycle.
Oh, that was kind of, that was kind of like, the week before, unfortunately, when Mississippi State and Auburn were playing, you know. It was over before, you know, they got started
If you were watching either one of those games, got up, went to the bathroom, come back, it was over with.
Yeah. So. I know, still, Kevin, again, we've got plenty of time to talk about Alabama football this week. But Kevin Sumlin, I saw a little something where he had said, you know, he was embarrassed by their performance, which naturally shouldn't. So, I mean, anybody would be, you know. But, he said, hey, we warmed up good. You know, we looked like we had some energy.
And that's where it ended.
That's where it ended. Hey, but, you know, those of us that's been around athletics a lot and coached a lot, hey, we've had players that they're darn good practice players, but you put them in the game and they can't get it done. They're terrible.
Oh.
Everybody's got great practice players.
You remember Tyler and Eric was in about the 7th, 8th grade playing Fairview.
Oh, my, I know what you're going.
And at halftime, they had scored 4 points.
Yes.
Not Eric or Tyler, but the team had scored four points. Yeah. So you and I were talking at halftime. Yep. Said, "Well, it can't get any worse."
That's right.
The second half,
and that's a safe bet.
Oh yeah, that Vegas. I mean,
oh, well, they've been all over it.
Yeah, So the second half, they scored 2 points. And I remember the statement you told me, you could have kicked the ball from half court and scored 6 points.
Yeah, if you just start the clock running and let me kick it for, you know, if they play 5-minute quarters for 20 minutes, I could kick 6 points worth of it. Because that's only two. I'd only have to hit two.
And they look pretty good in warm-ups.
So. Yeah, they're good warm-up players, but not much as far as getting it done, that's for sure.
Hey, Ronnie, the big announcement coming at 4:30. Stay tuned.
What is the big announcement?
I have no idea. The boss man has
said there's a big announcement.
There will be a big announcement at 4:30 p.m.
That's
today.
Right. And so if you're on the road, you might need to pull over, get out of the traffic. Right.
And you know as much about it as we do.
You may know more.
That's right, because he did not clue us on this. It may be that we're fired.
Well, it may very well be. I don't know. I don't know jack about what's going on with that. Going
to do something a little different today. Going to throw out some trivia questions throughout the show, and feel free to call anytime, even if we're talking about Jimbo Fisher or Jameis Winston or Nick Saban. You have the answer to the question. Feel free to call, win a t-shirt or gift certificate. We'll give you something. So the number 256-737-9951. And Ronnie, you want to update us on high school football?
That's what I was trying to.
You're the high school man. Since you were in coaching, principal. Yeah. I'm leaving it up to you.
I appreciate it. That's what I'm trying to find my website where I have all the games
stored.
In other
words, I caught you off guard.
You have completely caught me off guard at this.
I'll tell you what, while
you're
looking for that, I'm going to throw out our first trivia question.
Okay. All right.
And people, you can Google it if you want to take the fun out of it. But if not, see if you can come up with the answer to this question. Win a t-shirt. What is the most commonly used mascot in Division I football? The most commonly used mascot in Division I football. The number 256-737-9951. Call the correct answer.
The first one with the correct answer.
First one.
Well, it's going to be the first one because they're all going to, you know what they're going to do. they're going to be on.
And I think I've got some that I don't think Google will help.
You don't think they can find them?
That's right. I don't think Google's going to help them a whole lot.
My goodness. Okay, talking about football games this past Friday night, Jason. The first one here on our list, and we'll just.
Hey, excuse me, Ronnie.
Yes.
But while you're doing this, do you want to go over our picks for last week and let everybody know how we done?
Oh, is that what you want me to start?
I would like to hear that.
I wonder why you want me to start with that. Well, our picks last week, we had a total of 7 games that we would be picking. And Jason, and we'll go through who they played, but Jason picked Good Hope, Hanceville, Vimont, East Limestone, Cold Springs, Deschler, and Douglas. Well, I picked Good Hope, Holly Pond, Vimont, West Point, Cold Springs, Decatur, I think I said Deschler.
I don't know what I said.
Okay, Decatur High School and Fairview High School. Now, if you listen to the column that I called out with Jason, that would be some good picks because he was 7-0 this past week on local high school football.
Thank you.
And I was 4-3. So
that's better than 50%.
Yeah, he lit me up on these high school picks. Jason was 7-0. I was 4-3. So, that's a little bit of a downer, but hey, after Alabama destroyed Texas A&M, nothing's going to depress me.
That's right.
All right. Here we go. Here were some of the scores. Hanceville played Holly Pond. That was their homecoming. They won over Holly Pond 27-7 at the end of the first half. It was 27-0. And then at the end of the game, it was 27-7. Jason, both those teams were looking for their first win, and it turned out to be a huge night. A big night. I thought it might be, I picked Holly Pond, and the reason I did is because they've been scoring more points, but, you know, that was reversed this week. So, huge win. Congratulations to Hanceville for getting their first win, and, you know, for the Holly Pond kids, hey, you know, you still got some games out there, you know, put the past behind you and, you know, start a new season today and try to finish on a high note. And Jason, while we're doing that, I don't know if you heard about it, you saw it in the paper or whatever, but there was a young man by the name of Sean Anderton from Hanceville High School who was able to walk out and do the coin toss, the pregame coin toss for Hanceville. You know, people think, well, what's the big deal of walking out doing a coin toss? Well, this is a young man that was involved in a car accident, and he has been. I talked to Coach Collins, who is the high school principal, and he is still in a wheelchair, but he has gotten to the point that he is able to walk, you know, I guess with, you know, assistance, crutches, yeah, somebody with him or whatever. So he is making improvements, but this young man walked out to midfield and participated in the coin toss. And I just think he played a huge impact. You knew Hansville after that, they had to be absolutely sky high with that kid.
Yeah.
So this week, our player of the week is going to be Sean Anderton from Hansville High School.
That's awesome.
So congratulations to him.
Yeah, I don't think anything anybody done as far as any yardage points could have been any more important than that.
Absolutely. And, so congratulations to Sean Anderton from Hansville High School. He is the Sports Talk Live 95.5 Player of the Week, and we'll be getting a plaque made, called in tomorrow, and hopefully I'm going to try to, Jason, they have an assembly on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And if it's where I can and get the plaque, I'm going to go down and present him at the assembly for the entire school. So congratulations, Sean Anderton, Hansville High School Player of the Week. All right.
Great choice.
Thank you. That takes care of Hansville. Vimont played Susan Moore. They defeated them 40-14. The halftime score was 19-7 Vimont. Cullman played home against Decatur. Decatur got the best of them. The final was Cullman 13, Decatur 33. Halftime score was Decatur 16. Cullman had not scored at that time. Summerton Christian and Cold Springs, final score was 0 for Summerton Christian and 26 for the Cold Springs Blue Eagles. It was 20-0 at half, and then, of course, we know the final. Good Hope. Man, that was a shootout with them and DAR. That looked like some of Texas A&M scores. They defeated DAR 63-40. That sounds like a basketball score. 63-40. Halftime, it was 28-14. So it was reasonably, you know, a lot of scoring, but it was, you know, reasonably close at that time. But, again, Good Hope wins another one. They are, you know, they have gotten really on a roll. They may be the hottest team around the last 3 or 4 weeks. So congratulations to Coach Moss and Coach Taft Dillashaw with Good Hope Raiders. They won 63-40 over DAR. East Limestone and West Point. East Limestone got the best of that one, 31-7. The halftime score there was 21-7, East Limestone's favor. So that is a breakdown of the Friday night games. Now, we had one Thursday night game, Jason, and that was Douglas playing at home against Fairview. Douglas defeated Fairview 27-14. At the half, it was 19-7 Douglas, and then the final again, 27-14. So those are the results, or really the scores, from the local high school teams last week.
That's a wrap-up. County schools done pretty well, I guess, overall last week. A lot of points scored.
A lot of points scored, that's right. You know, Cold Springs had, you know, 26. Good Hope, of course, had 63. Vimont put up 40 and Hansville put up 27. So, you know, seemed like a lot of offense.
That was the weekend for it. Alabama 59.
There you go. Well, that's pouring it on, that's for sure. So, there we go. Hey, do we want to go over what's going on with high school volleyball right now?
Good.
Okay. High school volleyball schedule. We're at area tournament time is what we've got going on now. So, Class 4A Area 10 tourney is at Oneonta, and Good Hope is playing there. Class 5A Area 14 tournament is at Moulton, and Fairview is there. And Class 6A Area 15 tourney at Hartsell, and Cullman is playing there. So those area tournaments are kind of, I think they may be scheduled on separate and different days, depending on your classifications.
Does it not seem like that school just started? And volleyball started last week.
Football started last week. And we're through, what, 7, 8 weeks, whatever it is, 7 weeks?
I think that's a sign of old age.
You got that right.
The older you get,
the faster time flies.
Oh, I'm telling you.
That is for sure. So, hey, and one other thing, Jason, locally I'd like to mention, hey, congratulations to, and this bodes well for Good Hope High School, and as we said a minute ago, hey, they're kind of on a roll right now. They're winning a lot of games. They They just have some momentum, and they're doing things correctly. I know earlier in the year I talked to their assistant principal, and you know, he said they were just kind of killing themselves. They were just making horrible mistakes. But this is going to be something exciting for Good Hope High School, because Good Hope Middle School has won the county football title again for the third straight year. And they have also won 21 straight games.
Wow.
Good Hope Middle School.
A lot to look forward to at
A lot to look forward to. That's one of those situations where, you know, it kind of makes it tough to get out of coaching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
You know, when you've lost your last 21 in a row, yeah, it's real easy to get out of coaching.
Hey, remind everybody, 4:30 p.m. today, only about 16 minutes, Jay is going to bring us some type of big announcement.
Yes.
I'm like a kid at Christmas. I don't like secrets, and I don't like having to wait.
I'm just in a knot.
Yeah, I mean, he could be telling us, hey, you're gone, or he could be telling us, I'm fixing to start paying y'all $100,000 a year.
That's right. I think that's it.
Yeah. I think it's closer to we're gone than it is.
Oh, it's a lot closer. It's a whole lot closer to that. You've got that right for
Still
sure.
Still don't have an answer to the trivia question.
Yeah, call it out again if somebody wants to call. What was the question?
Most commonly used mascot in Division I football.
And anybody can play, right?
And yeah, anybody.
Anybody.
So if you've already won something.
That's right. And if you're even family member, you can play.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Even Eric can play.
That's right. So there you are.
And the phone is ringing.
If it's the right phone.
Yeah, there's so many
lines. There's so many up here. That's exactly right. But again, the number, if you want to take a stab at that, 737-9951. And take a guess at the most mascot. What was it?
Most commonly used mascot.
Commonly used mascot.
Yeah, it could be a turtle.
It could be anything. That's right. And you can call, and if you miss it, you can call back. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds like a winner to me. Take as many stabs at
it
as you want.
That's right.
Ronnie, got a few questions for you I come up with today, and this covers a little variety, and I just want to see your opinion on this. And if anybody else has got an opinion, let us know. We'll do this for the next 4 or 5 minutes. Nothing earth-shattering here.
Okay, all right.
Who holds their job longer, Brady Hoke at Michigan, Will Muschamp at Florida?
Well,
I think both of them may be gone at the end of the year.
I would say which one of them plays the earliest time slot on the last Saturday, and whoever plays the last time slot will hold their job the longest.
I think they're both gone. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Nah.
What about this? Who is more likely to accept another job next season?
Okay.
Dan Mullins, Gus Malzahn, or Doc Holliday? Now, Doc Holliday is the coach at Marshall.
That's right.
So which one of those do you think would be more likely to accept another job?
Dan Mullen.
I think I agree with you there. I think he may be the Florida
replacement. If he continues on and they perform well, you know, and they finish out the season kind of like they started out, that just seems to me to be a no-brainer. Now, of course, I have no clue, and I'm sure you don't either. We don't have any insight with the athletic director at the University of Florida.
Which brings me to another point I found today.
Yes.
Best coaching jobs in the United States, Florida ranked the number one coaching job in the United States for a variety
of reasons.
You
agree with that?
I probably do.
I couldn't argue it.
Yeah, because of the recruiting.
And you living in the Sunshine State with the beaches and the nice weather.
Get this. The
tremendous
Florida
talent.
Athletic department is worth $60 to $70 million more than the Florida State Athletic Department.
Wow.
So that is a huge athletic department.
A lot to offer, isn't it?
Where do you think UAB comes in on that?
Well,
I think there's 128.
There's 128 teams. 124.
You're exactly
Are
right.
Are you serious?
124. Georgia, Texas, the number two job. Georgia follows at 3. USC 4.
Wait a minute.
Alabama 5.
Georgia, the number three job, is a better job. Is a more better job or whatever than University of Alabama?
According to those,
who did that survey?
It was actually, I think, three different sites. The top five were all the same variety of orders. Alabama, I think, was as high as 3, but most of them 4 and 5. Georgia.
Was this a group that got together and smoked weed or something and picked
that? Hey, which brings me to this.
Maybe they were with Marshall. And
next year,
yes.
Which do you think will be closer to Nick Marshall's profession? A professional football player, a city maintenance worker, or an English teacher? I don't think he's playing pro football.
I don't think that's going. Yeah, I don't either.
Unless he gets a defensive back.
Well, at least he's getting a degree in English.
Yeah.
If he's not, I assure you, he's not going to be an English teacher.
And maybe when we come back, we'll play an interview that I've got with Nick Marshall. So.
Is it a little difficult to understand?
Which of these schools, Ronnie, will be least likely to appear in the 4-team playoff over the next 10 years?
The next 10 years.
South Carolina, Missouri, or Texas A&M?
Texas A&M.
I probably agree with you on that one. I don't know what it is with Texas A&M.
The thing I thought about that's going to keep them from doing it is what division do they play in?
Right.
They play in the West division of the SEC, which is, we all know, is the most dominant division of any conference in the country. And we'll talk more about rankings and that kind of stuff later. So I think Jay's telling us to go to a break.
I think he's saying, hush, it's time to go.
Man, he comes back from Vegas and he starts cracking the whip.
I
wish I'd have worn long pants.
10 minutes away from the big announcement, the number 256-737-9951. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
All right,
OJ
music, money.
That's
every time I hear that, I think about Donald Trump.
Is that roller disco? Is that, what is that? Roller skate and rink music?
I guess it is. I hadn't been to the.
Oh, I hadn't either. But growing up, when we were young,
I don't remember being young.
They didn't have roller skating rings, did when we were growing up.
Ronnie, yes. People's Bank brings us.
Yes, they do.
Where's Moolah?
And thank
we have
goodness.
Given clue after clue
That's
after
right.
clue on this one.
Yep.
And to us, it is very
easy. Oh, it's just as plain as the nose on your face.
And so, folks.
We're appreciative.
I think this clue is
going to do Bank.
It. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Because
People's Bank, without them, this wouldn't be possible.
If they weren't here in this town.
That's it. Okay. Clue today, the number one clue today is, if you are looking for moolah, you might pick up a slip.
If
you're looking for moolah, you might pick up a slip.
Mm-hmm.
The Do number, 256-737-9951.
At the marina. I knew it. At Smith Lake. Okay, anyway. Yeah.
No, it's not at Spiegel's Marina.
So there is the clue, $50 moolah from
it's
People's
there.
Bank.
It's there for the picking.
That's right.
737-9951. Take a shot at it.
Take a shot at the old cow.
That's it. Hey, while one thing, we were talking about high school football games, Jason. Folks, mark this on your calendar. This week, Friday Night Live will be Coleman at Muscle Shoals. So
that'll be a tough one. That, pack your lunch.
Yeah, right? Pack your lunch. Muscle Shoals is strong. So if you want to listen to the game, you know, stream it through the internet or over your phone. So Friday Night Live will be at Muscle Shoals, Coleman versus Muscle Shoals, and they will start the broadcast at 6:40.
That's right. And don't forget our big announcement at 4:30.
That's right.
And until then, though, we have got Sandra calling from Coleman. I think she called Thursday.
She's
with
got
a
it.
Guest, so I think she's going to get it.
Hey, I bet you $10 she's got it.
I'm not going to bet. That wouldn't even be a bet, Ronnie. Well, I'd just be donating you $10.
For educational purposes only.
Yeah, for entertainment purposes only. That's right.
Or hey, Sandra.
Either way.
Welcome to the show. You got a guest for us?
Sandra,
are you with us? Jay, I think we have technical issues here.
She gone.
That I'm not sure about.
Yeah,
let's see.
Maybe she could. Sandra, call us back, 737-9951. We'll give you a shot at it.
Yeah, and if...
All right, try it now. I think she was muted. Somebody else ran the board last week, and he does it a little differently.
Oh,
than
I got
be.
You. Okay.
Sandra, are you with us?
Wow.
That sounds like a dial tone.
I bet she will call back.
Sandra, if you're listening, we're having a technical issue, but
right.
Call us back.
It and if you're close, just drive up here.
Yeah. So, Ronnie, what happens if somebody calls in between? We've got to let Sandra have the first shot at it.
Maybe this is her.
Because it's not her fault that we can't work the telephone.
That's right.
I think she's with us now.
Okay. All right, Sandra, let's try it again. Are you with us?
I'm with you.
Hey, all right.
About that.
Is it always money beside the Rite Aid in the South Shopping Center?
No. I'm biting my tongue, Sandra. But
I feel like
close,
I should be pulling GPS coordinates on that or something.
Hey, great guess.
Yes.
If you've got somebody else in the family, put them on the line and get them to call us and
okay.
Take another guess.
Hey,
at
Sandra,
it.
is this a Roll Tide or a War Eagle?
You know it's War Eagle.
I knew it.
She's not going to change her mind over the weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, what did we beat them? 69 to nothing?
59.
59. Well, 69, 59, doesn't make any difference.
Hey, Sandra,
right.
War
thanks,
Eagle,
Sandra.
And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See? For entertainment purposes only, you'd have my $10.
I did bet, didn't I?
Yeah, only in your mind. Oh, man.
Hey.
All right.
Ronnie, some more questions for you.
Hey. Okay.
Percentage chance to be in the playoffs within the next 5 years. Okay. The 4-team playoff, let's say it doesn't change at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the team. You give me the percentage chance you think they have of being in that playoff within
all
the
right.
next 5 years.
Okay.
Alabama.
67%.
I went higher at 75%.
What's the correct answer?
There's no correct answer.
Oh.
It's just
I thought you
this
had
is
been
just something I come up
oh,
with.
Oh, I thought there had been some kind of study or something.
What do you say about Auburn?
2%.
Oh, right.
I'd like milk in it, 2%.
I'm going to say.
At least I didn't say skim.
Now, see.
Okay, I'll play fair.
I'm fair. I call it like I see it, Alabama.
Well, I called it like I saw it.
And I'm giving Auburn 70%. That's 5% below Alabama, so.
Yeah, but if we had the time and we went back through the history of the NCAA tournament, the national championship game, would it be about 2% of the time that they've been in the championship game? Oh, but you're talking about just the playoff game.
Yeah, I'm talking about the playoff.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the championship game.
If you wanted to go by championships, Princeton, the number one team, they have won 28
I thought you were going to give that as a trivia, and you gave it away.
I had to.
That's unbelievable.
So, Alabama fans,
it.
You are not number one. It is Princeton.
28 national football championship.
Yeah, not Scholars Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we talking about debate team or Scholars Bowl?
What do you say about Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs?
Georgia, 35%.
We're close on that. I'm giving them 50-50. So.
Okay.
South Carolina.
25%.
Oh, I'm saying 3%.
I thought this year they had a shot.
Yeah, I think you picked South Carolina.
I picked South Carolina to win the East. South Carolina may finish last in the East.
Mississippi State.
Oh, 10%.
That's the same thing I said. Ole Miss.
8%.
I said 10 on them. Tennessee.
0.
3%.
Okay.
Last.
Not that I don't like.
Two more. Texas A&M.
Oh, well, that's. Well, some 1%.
I said 3%. Florida Gators.
In the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years.
I'm going to say 45%.
Oh, I said 5%.
Really?
I don't have a lot of faith in the Gators right now.
I tell you, you know, it depends on what ends up happening down there. Because they are in the East.
That's true.
And the East is...
You know, if I'm Dan Mullins, though, I honestly don't know if I take that Florida job, Lenny. He's got it made at Mississippi State. He's making all the money he could ever need.
Yeah, but how much, how much more are they going to pay him?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, where do you get to that you say, you know, I've got...
You never do, because if you got a wife at home.
Did you hear that, Karen?
I mean, money's always a consideration. But look at Dan Mullen. I mean, look at this situation. Every college coach wants an opportunity to win a national championship.
Yeah.
He's going to have a better opportunity as the years go on to win a national championship at Florida than he is at Mississippi State.
Oh, there's no question.
Period.
I think even this year, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, I would give them 5 to 10% chance, even though they're both undefeated right now.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure they will win the West.
Oh, I'm not either. I think it's, to me, it's basically a wash. Even though Alabama and Auburn's both lost the game, to me, it's just about like they're still, you know, of course, they're going to have a little bit of help. I got that. But to me, it's just all the same. I don't think one of them's got any better chance of winning than the other one.
And
it just depends on who gets hot and can stay hot and who can stay healthy.
Right. And looking at Auburn's schedule, Ronnie, South Carolina this weekend, I'm saying 80% chance of winning. But then after that, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and you don't ever know what you're drawing with Texas A&M.
Where is Texas A&M game?
It's at Auburn.
Well, they'll do the same thing to them that Alabama did then.
Then at Georgia, Samford, and at Alabama. Yeah. That doesn't look favorable for
No,
them.
It doesn't, but it looked more favorable than it did because South Carolina's turned out to be very, very mediocre, so is Texas A&M. So it's not as difficult in one regard as it was before, you know, when we first started talking about this before the season ever started. We thought it was impossible for them to run a table on the rest of the way. It's not impossible now for them to run a table.
I would say Alabama 50-50 chance, Georgia 50-50, Ole Miss maybe 50-50. So Auburn could end up dropping three games right here in the final.
Yeah, but and you know, we talked about this a few minutes ago before we came on the air, Jason. At this point in time in the season, you would have never thought that the most difficult team Auburn would have played to this point is Kansas State.
Right.
And that's exactly the way it's turned out. You know, they have lost one game. Yep. They are ranked. I'd have to look and see exactly what they are ranked. But they just beat Oklahoma, which thrills my soul, 31-30.
I have to admit, from back here, that is the least confident I think I've ever heard Jason talking about Auburn.
Hey, Jay.
And I agree with you. I mean, I watch football, too. I'm right there with you.
I call it like I see it. I don't look through the blue and orange glasses like some Alabama fans look through the red and white.
I don't do that either.
Let me jump in here for a second and do this little announcement.
Oh, yeah. We're sorry. Sorry, Jay.
It's sports talking. I'm going to let y'all keep talking.
Yeah. Hey, this is our big announcement that we told you about, so pull over on the side of the road.
There you go. Yeah, you might flip out when you – we're going to start this off with a little video, which I know this is radio. Most of y'all can't actually see it.
I thought we were ready. I thought we were fixing to be the next fine ball.
But it's got some audio to it, too. Fine ball. When you get home later on and you want to actually see what goes along with this tune I'm fixing to play, you'll see it on our Facebook page a little bit later on. But I did bring it up on the screen for y'all to watch in there, so y'all can have a little bit to it.
Move our time away, Jay.
I'll do that shortly.
Okay, sorry.
They say you're tapping all the phones. They say you use too many drones. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. They say you gave the cartels guns. The terrorists ain't on the run. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. And they got groped at TSA. Just denying the reality, saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the fence is gonna wait, 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 wait. And the hard drive's gonna break, 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 break. We're just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. When things don't go away, wait, 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 wait. We gon' blame it on the tape, 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 tape. Baby, we're just gonna shake, 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 shake. They say that you don't know the cure. I assure you that ain't right. Mm-mm. This dude just came in with the knife. Mm-hmm. See, we keep trying. Can't stop, won't stop lying. It's like we're just denying the reality, saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the vets are gonna wait, 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 wait. And the hard drive's gonna break, 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 break. We're just gonna shake, shake, shake. Save, 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 save. And your junk is on display, 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 display. Baby, we're just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it all, shake it all. Keep phone records we take, 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 take. Our opponent's gonna pay, 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 pay. Baby, we're just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it all, shake it all. Laws are gonna break, 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 break.
So I'm not going to say that's going to be the official introductory music of our new public affairs program, but it might very well be. So starting the day before you go to the elections, we are going to be introducing on Monday afternoons at 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock This Week Live. And it will be talking about Obama. It will be talking about Ebola, current events. We're going to try to not be very political.
How are you going to get out of being
yeah. I say that with my toes and pinkies crossed, but it's going to be myself and Melissa running this. You know, Melissa and I started this station a long, long time ago, and we've been bouncing this back and forth a little bit. This video showed up in our Facebook accounts yesterday with like a very low number, like 74 views. Today it's up to almost 75,000 views.
Wow. So explain again for the folks that's listening now on Mondays.
On Mondays from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, we're basically going to be riding the coattails of you guys because you've been very successful with Sports Talk Live. Tommy's come in and done Friday Night Live. So we're going to do a public affairs program between 4 and 6 on Mondays. This is going to kick off the day before elections. What is that, November 6th or something? And we're going to break it up into
third.
Okay, we're going to break it up into three parts. We'll be recording a promo, so you'll be able to hear this later on. But you know, part of it will be about city and what's going on here in the city. Part of it will be about the state, and part of it, sure enough, will be about the federal government and what's going on there. So,
okay,
hey, I will be a caller to the show because I promise you, I can get on a soapbox,
and I promise you, Melissa can get on a soapbox, and I have told her I will be grounding her.
So. Are you going to take calls, Jay?
Yes, we're going to do it all. It's going to be me and her, and we haven't really. I know she's very outspoken, and I'm more grounding. I'm like, you know, you hear people go off on a rant, and I'm not going to do this too long because we're doing sports here. But, you know, it's all Obama's fault this, all Obama's fault that. And I'm going, he's one guy. He's not the entire government.
So what is there to disagree about that?
Yeah, there's nothing. We're making some Democrats mad.
I know. I just, for the joke.
And then every week I see these wonderful posts, and I love them to death. You know, he's out on the golf course. He's set up a little backdrop where he's doing a press conference, you know, and his golf cart's parked behind the, you know, the little backdrop.
Yeah.
So anyway, that is a big announcement. We're going to continue to add on to the public affairs and the community programming with, I darn forgot the name. It's on my phone, though. I knew I'd forget it. This Week Live, starting
This Week Live,
whatever date that was, the Monday before you go to the polls on Tuesday.
All right, that's November the 4th is Tuesday, so it'll be the 3rd.
There you go.
Hey, I think it'll be successful, Jay. I think people want an outlet to scream about some of the, I'm not going to say the word that we're getting right now, but from our government. So I would definitely be a caller.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to do it. We actually had lunch on it today, and we couldn't stop talking about it. And, you know, we decided that, you know, we did need to plan it out a little bit, or else, you know, we'd be starting next Monday. So.
All right.
Hey, Jake, can you take us to a quick break and let us do some housekeeping, and then we'll be right back?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman, Alabama. You got eight people in Rick Ridge, we take.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats host the
Muscle Shoals people. We're going to Muscle Shoals. Woohoo!
40 this Friday night on Live 95. Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Coleman and Decatur.
Except it's Coleman and Muscle Shoals.
Live here on Live 95. Coleman's in the...
I've been out of town. We haven't done new promos yet.
Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Caretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Okay, 4:41. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live. And Ronnie, this weekend, a weekend that at one point brought significant importance to college football, the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Yes, it is. That is a, for Alabama fans and Tennessee fans, you know, there's certainly no love lost there. There's been great games in the past. And, of course, we know the situation that happened years ago with, you know, Philip Fulmer basically doing his own investigating of Alabama and got him. They ended up being busted and basically, in reality, was given the death penalty. And, you know, at that time, Mike Shula ended up at Alabama and kind of took them through that era. And it was an ugly time for the University of Alabama.
Hey, guys, I'm already getting comments from the peanut gallery. The question is, what did y'all think of the video?
Jay, I don't know about the video. I had a hard time following the video.
I'm going to have to watch the video again.
Okay.
Because I'm a slow learner.
All right. Go ahead.
At one point, Ronnie, Alabama fans actually, I think, at least half of them hated Tennessee as much as Auburn. Now, since Tennessee fell off the map, maybe not so much.
Yeah, it hadn't been such a big deal, but... in a few years, and you know, we may be saying this next week if Tennessee beats Alabama,
right.
You know, it'll be back on. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, they are playing much better and they've got much better talent, young talent than they've had. And Butch Jones is doing a really good job at Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people may have heard this clip, but for those that haven't, here is an Alabama student.
Yes,
this is probably 3-4 years ago.
It's been more, yeah, yeah.
It's been more than that.
Well,
You're right. You're right.
If he mentioned Fulmer, so it's been a while.
So it's been a while back. But he plainly describes his hate for Tennessee.
Yes. He must be signing it.
Yeah. Keep talking for another 2 minutes. Okay. Right. Technical difficulty there. So
this was filmed, I guess, down at the University of Alabama in right. front of one of the one of the buildings
and
there.
You get a chance to watch it. Yeah. And watch his reaction. It's even better than what the audio is.
Yeah. Exactly. It's it's on YouTube. I don't know how many views it's had, but many. Probably thousands, I'm sure, maybe hundreds of thousands. So, but it is quite funny. It will if you haven't seen it in years, it'll remind you when.
Oh yeah,
it'll bring it back.
Bring
to
that Tennessee hate.
That's
back.
Right, that orange hate.
I'm glad for Alabama fans to be hating.
Yeah, what's that I was saying? Nothing sucks like a big orange.
Yeah. Have you got it, Jay?
Man, I hate Tennessee because, first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just
all
hate
all you need to know right
they,
there.
They low down. They dirty. They some snitches. And I hate Philip Fulmer. I hate their colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, and I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention.
And my golly, it's got too many N's and S's in the name.
I hate Tennessee, man.
Describe what you feel about their colors, too. I thought that was interesting.
It reminds me, it's not that orange that you can stand. See, I hate Tennessee more than I hate Auburn. I just dislike Auburn. I hate Tennessee. See, Tennessee's colors is that throw-up orange. It's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange. And I don't like pumpkins. So
well, that brings
it,
back.
It burned up the video. Oh, thinking.
My. That's right. That was that at that time. That was that kid's feelings about the University of Tennessee. Yeah. And I can assure you, when Alabama rolls in to Neyland Stadium now, not Neyland Stadium,
Neyland Stadium,
but Neyland Stadium. It's going to be quite interesting of what some of the posters and signs are going to be.
What do you think
when
about
Kiffin
homecoming? That's what I was going to ask. Homecoming for Kiffin. What do you think?
Oh, it's going to be brutal.
I would love to be there.
I guess this sounds bad, but the best signs won't make it on TV. the funniest ones won't ever make it on TV, but I can only imagine. You know, the signs that those students are going to come up with to welcome Lane Kiffin back to Knoxville. So that's going to be some funny stuff.
Ronnie, what's your thoughts on a undefeated team that nobody's talking about? I don't think it's possible that they can be a fly in the ointment, but we have got the Thundering Herd, Marshall.
They're ranked
24, 25,
something like that. Yeah.
What do you do with a team like that?
You just invite them to one of those one of those 6-6 bowl games. You know, those teams that finish 6-6, you invite them to one of those bowls. That's what you do with them.
I don't know who these gurus are, but percentage chance to finish the season undefeated. You tell me agree or disagree. They say Marshall is at 57%.
I would agree with that.
Florida
I mean, not
State.
Saying they're not a good football team.
Right. Florida State, 31%.
I'm thinking it's higher than that.
It's going to be 90%.
Who's left?
Right.
Who's left that's going to beat them?
And what did you think about the call? And, Eddie, I know you're listening. I'd like to get your opinion. The call that was an obvious penalty, but the guy can't make the play on the ball anyway. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, by the rule, I guess, by the rule of the law of the call itself, it was a penalty. You know, but I mean, gosh, if the back had just made, I mean, if he had just turned, if he just turned butt hooked around and acted like he was trying to catch the ball, Notre Dame would have won the football game. It wasn't his play, that receiver going out there blocking that corner, whatever position it was, that wasn't what kept them from scoring. It was a blown secondary coverage. It's what kept them from scoring.
And you know, 85% of the people in the United States were jumping up and down, screaming, having a good time because Florida State
was
going down.
Hey, I came up out of the recliner like I hadn't before.
Yep.
And it didn't last long.
Just as soon as your points went up, they came off.
Yep, exactly.
So, Ronnie, Ole Miss, 7% chance of finishing the season undefeated, according to the gurus.
7%?
7%. Mississippi State, only 4%.
Well, I don't know. I think
which
it's
one
low.
Of them's gonna
one of them, yeah, they can't.
Yeah,
I mean, one of them's got to lose. So I don't guess I could disagree with that.
What about this?
The one I disagree with is Florida State.
Oh yeah, and I think it's a lot higher. The Pac-12 is the most likely conference. 34% chance.
Yeah.
They will have a champion with three or more losses.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, and that's probably going to be Oregon. It's probably going to win.
UCLA has fell off the map.
I picked them to be in the playoff, and they have. You know, they've just tanked it. They've just looked terrible. You know, the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's a little bit. My picks are. You know, it's quite depressing.
Before we go to a break, let's remind everybody about Moolah. Still looking for a Moolah winner.
Looking for somebody that wants $50.
Today's clue, if you're looking for Moolah, you might be able to pick up a slip.
Do you know, do you have written down the previous clues?
No, but I will during the break. Okay. I think we can put our minds together and come up with something.
When we come back with that, we will give all the preceding clues to where Moolah is.
Hey, stay with us.
Thanks to People's Bank for sponsoring.
People's Bank, sponsor of Where's Moolah. Stay with us.
Right.
We'll be right back with a lot more to talk about. More college football on the way. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast.
We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live, and running while we were on the break, we've got a caller, Sandy, calling from Dodge City.
Dodge City.
Take a shot at the old mascot question. So, Sandy, are you with us?
Yes, Jason. How are y'all?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Roll Tide, Jason.
Hey, how about that, Jason?
Hey, I was good until you said that. So, you know, when I leave here, I've got about another hour here, and then I'll go home. It will be supper time, and after you said that, my appetite went way down.
So. Well, mine got better, and I'll come to your house and eat.
Hey, we got to give a shout-out to our Cold Springs Eagles, too. They are doing outstanding this time.
They certainly are.
I'm very proud.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They are scoring some points and putting some W's in the columns.
Oh, yeah.
What have they lost, two games, Sandy?
Yeah, or something like that.
I think it was Tanner and Addison.
Yeah.
I think.
All right, Sandy, what is the answer to the most commonly used mascot in Division I football?
Bulldog.
Bulldog is 100% correct.
Hey, congratulations, Sandy.
Hey, I'm getting good. I may not be good as my sister at the moolah thing, but I'm good.
Hey, since you're batting 1,000 right now, aren't you going to give it a shot at moolah?
I was thinking it's possibly at Walmart, but I know that ain't right.
No.
Well, then maybe you don't want to guess it, Sandy.
But what?
You might not want to guess it if you know it's not right.
You didn't mean you were guessing. You meant you were just thinking.
Thinking it, or is that your guess?
No, I was just thinking it.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on that last clue.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hey, thanks for calling. If you'll hang on, Jay will get your information, and we'll need the size of shirt you want and your address, and we'll mail it, or you can come by the office and pick it up. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy. Thanks. Roll Tide.
Oh, Roll Tide.
Man. No, man.
What about that? Give you another dose of it. That's just like Pepto.
I'm breaking out now. My blood pressure's up. I'm breaking out in hives. How about another trivia question to throw out on the board?
All right. Another trivia.
Anytime between now and when we go off the air.
737-9951.
Penn State's colors have not always been the navy and white. What were Penn State's colors before they were navy and white? Give me both colors, two colors, and think off the normal path.
Way off, one of them. Yeah. Penn State, I had no idea that Penn State had not always been blue and white.
I didn't either, and this could be something somebody made up and put on the internet for people like me to read. So.
A man with too much time on his hands. Right. How about that?
Right. What's your thoughts this weekend? Auburn playing at home. Minus 18 now, South Carolina.
Oh, they'll cover that easily.
I am scared to death of that game. So
no, they'll cover that.
I'm going to have to wait on Greg Thursday and make my mind up.
I don't have any reservations about that.
Well, I'm glad you're confident.
I am. I'm very confident.
Hey, back to the call. Notre Dame, Florida State. We were talking about.
Yeah.
I guess as the ESPN announcer Herb Street said, I don't think it had to be called, but it was probably the right call.
And I agree. I don't think you could put it any better than that.
And probably as someone had said, maybe Jimbo had put a little bug in the official's ear before the play happened, because earlier there was a similar incident on a pick that didn't get called.
So. Well, who knows?
Hey,
go ahead.
Speaking of ESPN,
Did
you happen to catch Lou Holtz?
No, I did not catch it. Now, you told me about it, but I did not catch it.
You have to listen to Lou Holtz, and we're going to get Jay to play it about three times. This was Saturday night after the game, and they're doing their closing down. The phone's ringing now, so I'm going to play it.
I got you.
They're doing
that. We anticipated. Right, they will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime. I promise.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
But they're counting down 7-6-5. And that we anticipated. They will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime. I promise.
Well, Well, I don't got a damn rain man comb.
But they're counting down 7, 6, 5. And that we anticipated. They will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime. I promise.
Well, I don't got a damn rain man comb.
But they're counting down 7, 6, 5.
And if anybody can tell us what he
please,
said.
Please, I hope that's why we played that 3 times. Because we want somebody to be able to decipher that. That's like in Morse code. It's like a 9-month-old.
So but Lou's always so plainly spoken.
Oh, yes, he is. Yeah, he pronunciates his words very well.
I think he was shook up about Notre Dame getting beat.
He was something. I don't know if he shook up or he had shook one up.
And we will later on play. We will compare Lou Holtz and Nick Marshall and see which one of them is more understandable. So.
Maybe they can both start tutoring people. Yeah. You know?
Nick Marshall is going to be an English teacher. Oh. Next year. Hey, we've got number 22 on the line. Eddie is
the old reliable.
What about it, Eddie?
I think when Lou gives his big speeches, his motivational speeches, maybe Nick could be his lead act. That could be like the warm up band at a concert.
Hey, do you have any idea what Lou Holtz said just then?
I never have any idea what Lou said. Even when I can understand him, I have no idea what he's saying. What do you mean? Well, Ronnie, I just want to say we called it well for the benching of Sims, to get Coker in the game.
That's right.
I mean, you and I were brilliant in our observation of our quarterback.
We know our football, don't we?
why he has you on the air and me substituting when you're gone, I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either.
We said that last week.
That's right. It kind of tells Jason's mentality, too. He replaces me with you.
Hey, I'm desperate, Eddie.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'm telling you, I think he just wants to make himself look smarter.
There you go. Right? Hey, what did you think about the game, sure enough, Eddie?
Well, I was, I was there, and I just...
were you?
Yeah, what I saw, and I've been going ever since I moved back. Nick's been back. I guess I kind of came back when he did, but he... I've never seen them have that much fun. I don't know if you could see them on the sidelines during commercials and the. I think he just finally said, "Go play. Just take everything off of them because no other team he's had. I've seen him let loose like that going into the second half kickoff before we kicked off. The whole defense was over jumping and just couldn't wait to get on the field. Yeah.
I couldn't see that now on TV. I couldn't see that, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I've never seen him let them play that loose. I know he's blaming the fans and all that other stuff, but, I mean, he let the reins go, I think, this week because he knew they were playing
Eddie,
way too tight.
The Mississippi State game, what you said brings up something I noticed before Auburn played Mississippi State, and it's exactly what you were talking about. Mississippi State, before the game, was on the sideline, jumping up and down, having a big time, ready for the game. Auburn, on the other hand, looked like they were attending their best friend's funeral service. And I think that was a big difference in the start of that game. So.
Yeah, and the craziest part is we're going in this late in the season, neither one of us have any clue what our team's still about.
Right, that's what Ronnie and I were saying. No quality wins other than one each out of conference.
That would be K-State, West Virginia, unbelievable.
Right.
That's
Alabama.
It.
You know, we don't know if, it's kind of like LSU. Are they any good? They beat Kentucky. You got Auburn killed them. We don't know, but since they beat Kentucky like a dog at home, all of a sudden they're world beaters again.
They are. They don't even look like the same club, certainly, that they did when they played Auburn, now.
But is it them or the competition, right? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's me. I don't know. One week they look like world beaters, as Alabama does, and next week, they look like Ned and the First Reader.
Right. Well, one thing I will say about Alabama this week that regardless of, the score, whatever the defense played this week, I don't care. You just don't shut down that offense like they did.
Right. It was
impressive. Stop them completely.
Yeah. I mean, which we're going to pull that up a little bit later, but, Texas A&M, I don't remember how many, but I don't think they had, you may know off the top of your head, the total yardage they had. I mean,
I think it ended up being, about 150?
Yeah, it was less than 200 yards total offense. Yeah.
And, about 6 or 7 first downs even? And they got a lot of those late.
Right.
And, with the substitutes.
Yeah, it was humiliating.
Yeah, that first half was, I think, in all the years that I've gone, that's the best half of football I've seen Alabama play from a defensive perspective. But, because it's still hard for me with A&M's defense because, we know they're not any good.
Boy, that's an understatement, isn't it?
You know, but, you know, with our defense played as well as I've seen them play. We've had some good defenses down there, one half of football, and just
right.
We couldn't stop Jacksonville State spread, I didn't think, going into that game.
I would agree with that, Eddie.
Hey, you know what I mean? And yeah. So, and we stopped, I'm not going to say it's a great offense, but we stopped a decent offense. They put some yards up against Ole Miss.
Right.
That they did put up against our defense.
Right. Hey, did you see, and being there, you didn't see it, but you may have heard it. They showed a stat at halftime in the last two games that Texas A&M had played, they were outscored in the first half 66-0. Did you see that?
Wow,
I didn't see that. But
66-0.
Well, I think we may have less champ a job next year.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, we got
a place for him.
Welcome, so, Kevin Sumlin, to the SEC after Johnny Manziel leaves.
Yeah, Eddie, what do you think about the Ole Miss LSU game? Ole Miss only favored by 3.5 right now.
You know what, Jace? I still think it kind of like when we talked about Alabama's win over Florida and your win over LSU. We're putting a lot of emphasis on LSU beating Florida and beating Kentucky. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I watched Auburn. I mean, they didn't replace 22 people on that LSU team. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
that
I just
3
don't
points
have a read.
Makes me want to jump all over it and put everything on it. But hey, them Vegas guys. Or know what they're doing, so
they do, and it's it's going back to and can Ole Miss handle the pressure being the front runner? Can they handle playing in Death Valley, even though it didn't really bother Mississippi State,
right?
Down there this year,
right.
But it's going to be an interesting game.
Hey, Eddie, I got a question for you. And we all made our picks who we thought would be the four teams in the playoff. Forget all those. If you had to pick four teams right now, and it doesn't matter where they're from. What four teams are you going to put in the playoff right now?
Right now? Not the way I think it's going to end?
No.
I guess if it ended right now, it would have to be three from the West and FSU.
I agree.
That's I'm sorry, Jason, but Auburn beat number five.
And I hate that because, of course, I know Florida State hasn't lost a game. Auburn has lost a game. But I truly believe Florida, Auburn is a better football team than Florida State. I think there's three or four better teams in the West than Florida State.
I agree. I think Notre Dame was actually a better team.
I agree.
You had to make that call. I mean, he had to make it because the receiver did not make a football move. He just went out and blocked.
If he'd have done anything, Eddie, if he'd just butt hooked around there.
If he'd have turned his shoulder into him, just turned facing the quarterback,
right.
No call.
Exactly. Because
it was obvious. He had to call it.
You're exactly right. But I'm with you. If the playoff was right now, I think you'd have to put three SEC teams in it.
But the worst part, the way it's going to run out and end, if Notre Dame wins out, they'll only be one SEC because they'll put Notre Dame in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're right.
They'll only be, even though, for instance, Alabama wins out, Auburn wins out, whoever, they would be left out if Notre Dame wins. Because that was the thing that I was trying to tell somebody. I'm like, the thing is, they were like, it probably will help us if Notre Dame gets out here. I go, no, it'll help us because if Florida State loses, they're gone. Notre Dame would still have a shot in this game. And Florida State would have been gone if they had lost because Florida State did not play anybody else to put back up there. They couldn't have jumped it. They couldn't have come back from it.
And people want Florida State gone.
Yeah, people want Florida State gone, and people want Notre Dame in.
Yeah. And Florida State wants Florida State
gone. How did you like Jumbo's speech at the end of the game?
I thought it was very pompous.
Yeah.
the look on his face was just, that's what burned me up more than anything was that grin and go and tell the guy, you hate us or whatever.
Yeah.
That Jimbo.
The integrity on and off the field.
I guess you guys heard that, right?
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
What happened with Mike Rada when he was at the Touchdown Club in Birmingham?
Oh, that's where he got up and walked out, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, because he told him not to. And he did meet with him, but I don't know if you heard it or not. But, he's like, you got your camera, Mike. And, Jimbo's just, he has sold his soul to James.
Yes.
He has. I mean, because Rada asked him, said, is this going to hurt? You think this is, what's this going to do to your reputation? Because this guy's a great kid, and you're just like, there's no proof. I understand that.
Right.
But,
where there's smoke, there's fire, too.
Yeah, and there's so much smoke, and the kid's done so much in Florida. Florida State is the new Miami.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we want to think, there's a new Miami. Yeah,
that's right. You know, the thing about Jimbo, his resume now, the best part about his resume, if he had to put one on, was I coached Jameis Winston and won a national championship. And the worst thing he could put on his resume is I coached Jameis Winston and won a national championship.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's in a no-win situation now.
Absolutely. So, Jason, do you think the old ball coach, he basically had a week off last week. You nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous. I'm cautious, though. South Carolina's going to break loose on somebody, and it could be Auburn this week. They're not as bad, I don't think, as they've showed up. But I think Spurrier is looking for greener pastures, maybe retirement or something. I don't know. Something's just not right. So.
Yeah, I mean, but you did say that about Alabama 2 weeks ago, so did I, and said about Auburn. We just don't know, do we? But, you know, the thing about Spurrier, there's certain games we knew he wasn't going to lose to Georgia. He just wasn't going to let that happen.
Right.
But I think Auburn at home, he's going to be pretty safe.
With Spurrier, he's never beaten Auburn while coaching at South Carolina, so that does make me feel some better.
Yeah, I don't think he's got the horses to come in down there to win. I could be wrong, but I would be very surprised.
It depends. If Gus decides to go to a passing game like he did in the Mississippi State game, Nick Marshall had a 35.6 or 35.7 QB rating for that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to throw the ball, we need to put Johnson in the game and put Marshall out to picking up trash.
I don't think it's going to happen, buddy.
No.
Unless he's changing some things this week, I don't know if it's going to happen.
No, I don't either.
I mean, and I guess Marshall's taking it there, but you don't have that running attack that Auburn had last year. And
that's right.
And Marshall's
getting
exposed.
Did you see Trey Mason Sunday?
Yeah, I did. He finally is playing.
Yeah.
I was looking at some fantasy football boards today, and it's funny how Trey Mason's just jumped way up on there.
Yeah, he did.
That you're seeing as far as that. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting Saturday. I'm not real worried about Alabama, but whatever, you know, the line is I'm taking Tennessee in the points because that's where I'm going to pick from now on. I'm taking whoever's playing us, and I'll take whoever we're playing against, and I'll give them whatever they need because this thing will work
that
out.
That don't work out too good sometimes. I took Texas A&M.
I know.
Plus the points.
I know. I thought about you when you said, but, you know, I would have done the same thing, though. We just didn't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Even going into this week, you just don't know.
And was it crazy. You that posted that on Facebook, something about something and Dr. Tide, Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde or Tide?
No, it wasn't me. But
yeah.
I don't know what you posted, but I saw when I finally got to the car and got my phone going, you posted out that Texas A&M was a great team and Alabama's the best team ever. I don't know what you posted the first time to fire everybody up.
The first time, Eddie, it was just a simple statement of how bad Texas A&M's defense was, and that was basically it, and a couple of Alabama fans come unglued, and so I wanted to make them feel good, and so I went back and posted how good Texas A&M was.
Yeah, there was no tongue-in-cheek. I didn't pick that up at all.
None at all.
Well, all right, fellas. Right. I'll hold to check in, and you guys have a good rest of your week.
Hey, you too, Eddie. See you, bud.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Eddie knows his football.
Yeah, Eddie's played a few games,
yes,
even
he
though
has.
He's an Alabama fan.
That's right. He didn't have any brain damage done from getting hit.
Well,
you know, too
I wouldn't
many times.
Go that far.
Well, you do have a point there. But Eddie played at Jacksonville State.
Reminder, Friday night live, Coleman versus Muscle Shoals. Be Friday night.
That's right.
Tommy and Jason be broadcasting that game. So.
Yeah, kicking the broadcast, they'll kick off at 6:40 and then the games all start at 7:00. And Jason, also next Thursday we have a huge guest, so tell us who that's going to be.
That would be the one and only Auburn Athletic Director Jay Jacobs. He will be on with us at 4:00. We'll try to be on a few minutes early that day because this is one of those calls you don't want to miss. You may
that's
not
right.
get a second chance.
That's right. This is one of those guys that, you know, when it didn't work out well with Gene Chizik, you know, everybody wondered, well, Jay Jacobs is probably going to – he may be the next one to go. Yeah. And I think it's a pretty obvious – at least so far, he's knocked it out of the ballpark by hiring Gus Malzahn, and then he hires Bruce Pearl to be his basketball coach. So, boy, he is he's strutting around like a banty rooster right now. Yeah, he's crowing.
And running probably for the first time since Chris Porter, Doc Robinson days at Auburn, there is excitement about Auburn basketball.
Yes, and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I just like to watch good basketball.
I have not been to an Auburn basketball game since Chris Porter, Doc Robinson.
Well, that's Mama been some Durangia. Years.
Yeah, that is.
You might go this year.
Yeah, I will go. I like to catch a Friday night game with a football game following up on Saturday. So.
It'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be a weekend in heaven.
If you're an Auburn fan.
You know, exactly. The sad thing, Ronnie, that Auburn has built that fine Coliseum. Have you seen it?
No, I've just seen it on TV and internet. And it's beautiful.
It is a beautiful place. Not a
what is it, about a 9,000 seat,
and probably the most fans that have been in that. Yeah. Was last year's Iron Bowl, the spillover crowd going in there to watch it on the big screen.
I'll bet.
I would bet 10-1.
That was the biggest
crowd that's been in that.
That's going to change.
Oh yeah, Bruce Pearl. Will bring some fans.
Yes, he will.
All right, coming up on a break, we'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about Jimbo Fisher. Ronnie's got some information.
Just a little on Jimbo.
And then we'll talk more college football.
Do we have a moolah? Do we have moolah? Are we going to do another clue?
We'll do another moolah clue when we come back.
All right, moolah.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
The modern business world is being driven by data and emerging technologies.
Those are my emerging technologies.
All right, 5:16, and the sound of money.
Money,
moolah
money.
Brought to you by People's Bank, Coleman, Alabama, and these folks make this possible, Player of the Week possible.
People's Bank is a
big sponsor.
Very important.
All right, Ronnie, have you got us a clue? Clue number two.
I do have a clue. This will be clue number two for today. I guess this will be our last clue for today.
Last clue for today.
All right. My clue kind of piggybacks off of Jason's clue. My clue says, I forgot it.
Hey, you might forget your clue.
If you're looking for moolah, you might tell her you need a slip.
All right. Hey, there it is. Last clue for today. Say it again.
Okay. If you're looking for a moolah, you might tell her that you need a slip.
All right. It don't get any plainer than that.
No. The next one, I know what the next clue is.
Oh, look at this. The phone's ringing.
So if somebody don't get this one, we're just going to say, this is where it's at. First and
next caller, identify yourself, will win the
$50. No, me. All right.
Oh.
Sheila from Cold Springs. You can't tell about Sheila. She may be hollering War Eagle.
She may be
guessing at moves.
She may just when we talk about Auburn football.
And Sheila has called enough. She deserves to win $50.
She does. Absolutely, she deserves it.
Okay, Sheila, are you on the line with us?
I am in War Eagle.
I knew that was coming.
Hey, WDE.
Let me tell you something, Jason. I know it's a big if Auburn gets through the rest of their game without losing before Alabama. But if they do, Auburn is a better team than Alabama this year.
Well,
Jake,
I agree with you.
I agree with you, Sheila.
I've never said that before, Jason. Never. But they are. They're better this year.
Sheila, how about this? Auburn wins or loses against Alabama. I think Alabama probably has the worst team since Nick Saban's first year.
And I believe that, too. And I don't know what's going on, but... And you know, I root for both of them. I do. And I want them both to win all the way to that last game. But then Auburn will beat Alabama.
But, Sheila, you know I call a blackbird black. I'll say the same thing for Auburn. I'm not sold that Auburn is anywhere close to the team they were last year. When we get a quality win over somebody in the SEC, then I'm ready.
And that's true, too, but I still think they're better than Alabama.
Well, they may be better than Alabama.
Jay must think they are, too. Because I hear the background music is Auburn's fight song.
I've been gone too long.
Ronnie, what do you think?
If Auburn were to beat Alabama, yes.
No. If they play each other, say Saturday, who do you think wins that game?
If Alabama plays Auburn Saturday?
Yeah.
If Alabama and Auburn played Saturday, I'm taking Alabama.
No.
But just because of the way they played last week and that Auburn didn't play.
Sheila, now you're talking to an Alabama fan. Keep that in mind.
They're
not going to lose a game.
Now.
Every year they pick, they're going to say, we're 12-0.
Now, I will say this. If it had been after the Arkansas game, I would have definitely said Auburn would win the next week.
I just saw
a completely different team. Now, can they do that again? I don't know.
They played great Saturday. They really did. I don't know that Texas A&M's that good, but they did play well.
I agree with that. It's pretty obvious, Sheila. They're not very good because they got outscored 66-0 the first half of the last two games. So it's obvious they're not very good.
That's true.
And Sheila, I have had two Alabama fans that are a little more unbiased than some people we know. Not calling any names, but Ronnie Barnes and Eddie Gwynn are their initials.
Auburn is
the better team this year.
Eddie's not impartial. He acts like he's impartial, but he's really not. he's all Alabama all the way.
Hey, do you have a guess at Moolah? We're wanting to solve Moolah.
No, I hadn't even heard all the clues. I did hear the last one that Ronnie gave.
Yeah.
My service is bad. Honestly, that reminds me of People's Bank.
Hey, Sheila, you got it.
Is that your guess, Sheila?
You got it.
That's it. You bingoed it.
You're the winner.
Yeah, congratulations, Sheila.
Yeah, I don't ever win anything.
Well, you just won $50. And Jason said he might put another zero at the end of that, and he'd pay the difference.
Jason did not say any such thing.
So Jason will owe you $500.
I can't believe Jason. He was supposed to send me a shirt like 2 months ago.
What about that?
Hey, I will send it. I will send it with the moolah money. How's that?
Send it with Daphne. I see she usually
comes. Yeah, that'll be.
There you go.
I'll give it to Daphne.
Night, Friday night, she'll be there.
That
okay,
is
our
great.
Our Cold Springs Eagles, I'm telling you now, they are playing great.
That's wonderful. That's great, Sheila. Congratulations on winning the $50, too.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I heard you say Taylor. So uh-huh.
There you go.
Insane.
That's great.
Yeah, we were breaking it down, getting pretty plain with it. So.
Hey, it was so easy. Even I could get it.
Hey, you knocked it out of the park, Sheila.
Oh, big guys, and I don't believe that. I'm going to tell you, I don't think Ole Miss or Mississippi State, either one's going to be in those playoffs. You can forget it.
I agree with you on that one, too.
I think it'll come down to Alabama and Auburn at the end of the season. That's really what I think.
Too. I really do, too.
Yep.
And if we lose to Alabama, then I hope they win it all. You just got to do that.
That's right. I agree.
I will remain silent on that, Sheila.
Yeah.
I know you will. You and Brett.
That's it.
All right.
Good deal.
Thanks, guys. I just
want
to
call
and talk to y'all.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
War Eagle.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there it is.
All right.
Moolah is gone, baby.
Moolah was actually at her birthplace.
Yes.
At People's Bank.
Moolah was at People's Bank.
Kick it off again Thursday after Jay Jacobs' visits.
And again, Jason, next Thursday we will kick the show off a little bit earlier because Jay Jacobs will be on at 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
So you need to tune in if you want to hear from him. And, hey, if you got a question you wanted us to ask him, you know, send it to us, put it on Facebook. Jason can tell you more about it. I don't do much of that. But you
well, let's just nail this down right now. What time would y'all like to start that Thursday? 3:30? Too early? Or?
Let's go 3:45 or something like that.
All right, 3:45 it is.
Yeah, 3:45. We'll be on there getting ready for Jay Jacobs, and I can't wait to ask a few questions. We'll throw him some softball questions, and we may even throw a couple of fastballs.
Yeah, what's it matter to us?
That's right. He don't know us.
He don't know us at all. He couldn't identify us over the radio.
He couldn't identify us if we were standing right in front of
That's
him.
That's exactly. So. You got that right. He might identify you because, you know, you go to all the games.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a big donor, you know.
Me and 87,000 other people. I'm in the cheap seat, right?
Hey, let me read you, Jason, a comment. You know, we've been on Florida State a little bit, and let me read you. This is a comment made by Jimbo Fisher, who has, again, let me say, I understand he's going to defend his player just as long as he can possibly defend his player. And, you know, I know he says, hey, there's no proof. And in a lot of that stuff, he's right. There is no concrete, solid proof. Whereas, you know, Mark Richt and Todd Gurley, I think Gurley basically admitted to taking money or, you know, they had it some way. That's about the only way.
Jameis Adams up to 2,000.
Yes, I know.
2,000 items.
2,000 items signed. Yes, he signed for free. All in one sitting, you know. I mean, you know, it, like we said earlier, when there's smoke, there's some fire, and we probably know what the truth is, but you're never gonna get the answer there. I mean, all the kids got to do is lie and say he didn't take money.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no paper trail or a video.
Cash is hard to trust.
That's right. Auburn knows that.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is.
By the way, that was Mississippi State, not Auburn involved in that.
I got you. So, hey, here is a quote by Jimbo Fisher talking about his team. It says, you say whatever you want. This team is dominant. FSU coach Jimbo Fisher said after beating Notre Dame, this team understands how to win. This team has tremendously what I call adversity tolerance. It doesn't flinch. It can deal with anything. Jimbo's quote after beating Notre Dame.
Jimbo also said this team has integrity on and off the field.
Yeah.
Now, he was stretching it when he said on the field. But when he went off the field.
Oh, he went off the cliff with that
Jimbo's
one.
Nose grew 6 inches.
Yeah, what is it? He got like 4 Pinocchios, you know, for that one. So that was just one of Jimbo's Fisher comments. And I always liked Jimbo, Jason. I always liked him, you know, when he was at LSU and Auburn, you know. And I liked him when he went to Florida State. I just think this kind of. And I hate to say overwhelmed him. It just came to be so much, and he climbed into the wagon with Jameis, and he can't get out. You know, it's rolling downhill now, and he can't bail.
It won't do him any
good. He's got to stay.
What do you think about Jameis as far as his draft status? I've heard some say it's hurting his draft status.
Yeah.
I've heard some say no. What do you think?
I think, honestly, it depends on what he does from now on. If he continues kind of on the same pattern where, you know, maybe you can't pinpoint anything to him, but, you know, he's always into some little something, and some of it, you know, we know is not little stuff that he's been into. I just firmly believe it's going to hurt his draft stock. I mean, what owner is going to want to just shell out millions and millions to someone that, you know, you just don't know whether they're going to be able to stay out of trouble or not.
Yeah,
especially with what the NFL is already going through and going through.
And running, like him, hate him,
it doesn't matter.
Love him, whatever. After watching that second half performance against Notre Dame, was as good as I've seen.
He's pretty dang good.
He is.
I mean, he can throw it through an eye of a needle.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he can put the ball anywhere he wants to put it.
He throws the ball a lot of times before the receivers even start their break.
Yeah.
the ball is on target. And, I mean, when he settles down, he is as good as you're going to find in the college level.
I agree. You know, the thing where he looked shaky is where they were able to put pressure on him and keep him in the pocket and force him to just sit in there and try to make a decision. I don't think he performed very well there at all.
Right.
He didn't make good throws, you know, like the one he threw right down the middle just to get rid of it, and they picked it off. To me, the only weakness I saw was if they put good pressure on him and kept him in the pocket, he didn't make good decisions there. Which, at the next level, he better be able to make good decisions when there's pressure, you know, on you, because you're going to see it at the next level.
Speaking of the next level, you think Blake Sims has any?
Zero.
No chance at
no
all?
No chance whatsoever. None.
Nick Marshall?
Maybe 1% higher than Blake Sims.
I think Nick Marshall may be defensive back.
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you talking about at a quarterback position? Or are you
just talking about anywhere. Just get me on the NFL.
I think Nick Marshall would have a better chance than Blake Sims.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I don't see either one of them.
No, they won't. I don't think either one would be drafted. Doesn't mean you can't make it in the NFL. There's a lot of undrafted players that make it in the NFL.
Hey, speaking of which, the Cowboys today cut Michael Sams from their practice squad.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he is no longer
a Cowboy.
So I could go off on some jokes right there. So.
Just move on to the
next. Reminds me of a movie that came out.
Move on to the next subject. So he's waiting for somebody else to pick him up.
Yeah, and I think it's over.
I think it is too.
The Michael Sams fun
is
over.
If you get cut from the practice squad, you know.
He's trying out for Waterboy next.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Maybe he can play arena football or something.
Ronnie, still no answer to the former colors of Penn State.
What about that? Yeah, somebody give us a call at 737-9951. And the trivia question again, Jason, was?
What were the colors of Penn State before they were navy and blue? They were two colors, kind of off-the-map colors, you might say.
Yeah. So,
what were those colors? And here's another one I'll throw out in case somebody don't.
You got it.
Field goals have not always been worth 3 points.
No.
When a field goal first came into the game, tell us how many points a field goal was worth.
Originally, how much a field goal was worth.
The first field goal counted how many points?
Trivia questions. Two of them out there.
So all you got to do is give us a call. Give us an answer.
That's it. Win a prize.
Hey, that's
kind of like being at the fair. Give us an answer and win a prize.
I had to go to the fair this year for little Miss Emma. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you enjoyed that pageant.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it about as much as I did the fair.
So. You got it. I think I heard the phone ringing. Somebody's going to guess.
Oh, we've got a replay.
Repeater.
We're going through the time warp here. We have got Sheila on the line from Cold Springs. Sheila, you with us?
I am, Jason, and for some reason, I think those colors, and I know this is strange, were they like a dark pink?
You're right. Pink and black. Penn State was pink and black.
I've seen that in a book somewhere. You know how they have old pictures of
pink? And I was like, Ronnie, I had no idea until I read
No that. Clue. Zero.
I remember seeing that thinking that's so odd they were dark pink.
That's it.
Hey, did you see the Oregon uniforms this year, black and pink?
You know, Jason, Oregon, is it true or false? Do they have a different uniform every week?
Most weeks they do. Yeah.
You know, the reason they do that is because the guy that owns Nike graduated from Oregon.
Yeah, don't you think that's nice, but, you know, one or two uniforms, donating that to, like, something else, you know?
Hey, take a look at their practice facility. Look that up on the internet, YouTube or whatever, and take a look at Oregon's practice facility and their football facilities. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I guess that might get more people to go there too, once you think about it.
Oh, yeah, and they need something in Oregon to attract people. Not a lot in Oregon to attract.
They do have nice uniforms. I will give them
that. They do. They are sharp.
Anyway, I thought that was dark pink, so I just called back in.
Since I already owe you a T-shirt, I guess I'll send you a T-shirt.
Send me a T-shirt.
That's
and
it.
My money.
Yeah, I'll send the money.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys. It was good talking to you.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye, Sheila.
All right, 5:32, the Tuesday edition. I almost jumped us to Thursday, Ronnie. I'm getting ready to go to Auburn. I'll be down there this weekend tailgating, making a day of it. So
yeah,
getting ready for the old ball coach.
Yeah, the old commoners like me will just be at home.
Yeah,
standing out on the side of the road with a cut, trying to give somebody give me some change.
How much you hate Tennessee?
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
And we've still got. When we come back from this break, we're going to play Nick Marshall. interview with Nick Marshall. And if anybody can translate Nick Marshall, Lou Holtz, give us a call. Let us know what they say, because I really don't understand.
I understand it. I got you. Hey, also, when we come back, Jason, how about good, bad, and ugly?
That sounds good to me. Auburn was off.
So the only good, bad, and ugly is going to be from, you know, University of Alabama.
Now, we'll come back with good, bad, and the ugly. Jay, if you'll take us about a minute early to break, we'll be back with a little Clint Eastwood.
There you go.
Memory. So.
That's good stuff. Nothing like some Clint Eastwood.
That's it. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman, the number 256-737-9951. We'll be right back.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
All right, we're back. Sports Talk Live on a sunny Tuesday afternoon. Won't be long till the old time will change, Ronnie. We'll be sitting in the dark.
That's it. Time will change, I think, next weekend.
I think
next Saturday.
The first weekend of November, I believe, isn't it?
That's way too soon.
Anyway, let's move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, Ronnie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Jason. Good, bad, and the ugly from the Alabama-Texas A&M game. The good. Well, that's everybody. The entire team, University of Alabama. Offense, defense, special teams, equipment managers, fans, whatever the case may be. All was good last Saturday. The bad, it was bad that it was against Texas A&M, who has given up, as we said earlier, 66 points in the last two games during the first half. They were outscored 66-0. That is the bad. The ugly, there is no ugly from the University of Alabama. The ugly is, there is no ugly from the University of Alabama. I hear Jason hollering. It was all the Texas A&M Aggies. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, to prove my point, I will quickly, Jason, just give you a couple of stats, okay? Alabama had 30 first downs. Texas A&M had 8. Texas A&M total yards, 172. You and I could nearly get 170 yards.
I don't know about that.
Not against Alabama. Alabama had 602 yards of offense. They rushed for 298, passed for 304,
Hey, Jason, I turned your mic back on if you actually have anything to say about any of this.
This is all facts I'm giving right now. All facts. No penalties.
Facts are always written by the victor.
That's right. They were 9 out of 15 on third down conversions, 1 out of 1 on fourth down conversions. They kept the ball for 36 minutes and 31 seconds. A dominating performance from the University of Alabama. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Ronnie, the only thing I've got to say on the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly was I didn't even get to eat my chicken wings before the game was out of control. And nothing to it. I ended up, which was a much better thing to be doing, watching Emma ride her bicycle. So. Of course, anytime Alabama's winning, it's not a good game unless they're playing Florida State.
So. Oh, it's bad that you have to.
We spoke about Nick Marshall earlier, Ronnie, whether he would be in the NFL or teaching English or working for the sanitation department or whatever.
Whatever.
And I want Jay to play us a clip. I think it's from the Georgia game, after the Georgia game last year, about 2 minutes long. Nick Marshall.
After the Georgia game last year.
Right. Talking about that game, and just listen to this, and you'll see why I think he will be your next English teacher.
Before we broke the huddle, Ricardo Lewis, he told me, he looked me in the eyes and told me to throw in the ball. So we broke the huddle, and I went through all my reads, and then I seen him had a step on the defender, and I just delivered the ball, and then he was just able to come out with an awesome catch for us tonight.
What are you thinking as being tipped around by the defenders?
When I see it tipped around, I knew it. We still had, it was a live ball, but when he tilted around, I still seen Ricardo, had his eyes on the ball. And then that's something we work on in practice every day, keep eyes on the ball, look it all the way through, and it came into effect, and now he made that catch.
Nick, how do you guys prevent from, you've seen the 20-point lead vanish in the fourth quarter. What's the mentality like? How do you keep from sort of panicking there?
It's just something we work on every day at practice. Just if we put ourselves in certain situations at practice, and then just work on the night with the 2-minute drill. We work on that every day at practice. So yeah, it came into effect tonight also, and then we just able to come out with this win.
Nick, what was it like for you to be out there against your former teammates?
It felt weird at first, but then again, there was just another team on our opponent in our way, trying to stop what we're doing to keep going on what we're doing. So it really wasn't. I didn't really pay it too much mind.
Okay, Jay, I've had about all that. I can stand.
Hey, Nick, what's it like to put a sentence or a period in your sentence?
It came out to the last minute.
So now do you see why he's going to be an English teacher?
He'd be sought after for an English teacher.
And, I know he was raised and brought up in a different area and probably a somewhat different language, but it's still English.
That's right.
Pronounce your words. We're Southerners. You can get by with a lot.
That's right.
And all I ever got out of it was ball every once in a while.
Yeah, so. That's kind of what I got out of it, too, pretty much. So, Nick Marshall, Auburn University quarterback.
He took us to the national championship last year, but I'll be glad to see him go.
He might take you back.
I wouldn't put money on it.
Yeah. So. But there's always that possibility. It can be done. Hey, Jason, let's get back to Texas A&M just a minute. All we had been hearing since A&M came into the SEC, of course, they had Johnny Manziel and the Evans kid out there that could catch anything you threw to them. They're both in the, NFL now. All we heard was, Kevin Sumlin he's a master, right. This passing offense, and, nobody can stop him, and they're putting up tremendous amounts of points and yardages and all those kind of things. And to start with, for the first five games, that is true. They were averaging in excess of 50 points a game to the first five games.
Remember, the first game was when we were at
We were at Grumpy's, them in South Carolina.
And we thought they were world beaters.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they looked like. They were putting up, in excess of 50 points a game first five games. The next three games, they are averaging, I think, less than 17 points a game.
Mm.
Now, did all of a sudden he become a bad teacher of his, of his quote offense and his style, the hurry up, throw it all around the park and all that kind of stuff, or did they run into better players? It kind of leads me to this point, with Kevin Sumlin per se, and Gus Malzahn gets a tremendous amount of credit for the offensive system that he uses. You can call it a hurry up or spread option, whatever you want to call it. or, you know, that they're trying to run, you know, 80, 90 plays a game, or you can be more pro style like the University of Alabama and, you know, run, you know, maybe, you know, 60, 70 plays a game. You know, we give so much credit to the style that somebody of play that somebody's running. Style really doesn't mean very much of anything unless you got yourself some players.
That's it.
I mean, that's all that it comes down to is you got to have the players to get the job done. It's not the scheme. It's not the style. It's none of those things. It simply comes down to players. You got to have.
You can't take a donkey and win the Kentucky.
No, you can't. You can run him. You can run him every day, and then you turn that thoroughbred out one day, and he'll smoke that donkey.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, people get so wrapped up into, you know, talking about Kevin Sumlin's style and, you know, they're throwing the ball and all these, you know, routes they run and, you know.
And running, honestly, my book, Kevin Sumlin, overrated.
Yeah. I think you're probably right.
Overrated. What has he done?
Yeah. Well, you know, he hit it at a perfect time when he came in with Johnny Manziel, and Johnny Manziel certainly had his faults.
That was a blind squirrel finding.
You better believe it. You know, he turned out to be a phenomenal quarterback. But if you also remember, even with Johnny Manziel, they lost four games last year.
Right.
Well, he's going to lose more than four this year.
Yeah, the team that a lot of people after 2-3 weeks had in the four-team playoff now looks to be lucky to find a bowl game.
That's right. You're exactly right. You know, but, you know, media just blows these people up once they have a good week. You know, they talk about just being a genius and all that kind of stuff, you know, and in reality, that's not true. It's you've got to have players to run whatever kind of system you decide to run. You got to have the players. I know one time I went to a coach's clinic years ago, Jason, and Sonny Smith was speaking. And one of the first things he said, guys, if you want to stay in coaching, he said, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. In one sentence, and then I'll be through. You better get yourself some players.
That's it.
Bottom line.
Very simple.
Very simple. You better get yourself some players.
Right. Talking about coaches and going back a little bit to the Mississippi State game in Auburn, did you see Gus Malzahn? I finally seen him really have a come apart and seen a different side of Gus Malzahn.
He kind of went off. I did see that, and I'd never seen that before.
No. He looked like a person who was possessed at that time.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, he went off a couple of times. You know, I mean, you see him, you know, in a hurry, you know, making motions and things like that.
If he
like
could have got his hands on the official,
But
he would be in jail.
Yeah, he went off on somebody. So, that was good to see. You know, it was kind of fun. It was kind of entertaining. So,
hey, some coaches throughout the SEC, talking about Kevin Sumlin being overrated, underrated, whatever. Give me your opinion. Just overrated, underrated, or fair value? Will Muschamp. That's a tough one. Well,
pretty obvious he's now overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I think about.
Great defensive coordinator.
Exactly what you took words out of my mouth. He will be a great defensive coordinator for somebody, but he's not the captain of the ship. He looks lost.
Oh, yeah. He is lost. Know? He's in a way over his head.
Yeah. But you let him be a coordinator, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing to be embarrassed about that. Wouldn't you love to be a offensive or defensive coordinator at, you know, one of the top schools in the nation?
Oh, yeah, I'd be a water boy.
You got that right.
Dan Mullins.
Give me my choices.
Fair value, overrated, underrated.
Fair value.
I'll agree with you right there. I'm still not
sold. I'm not sold, no.
Gus Malzahn. Boy, well, he's doing some thinking on this one.
Boy, I am. I want to say overrated, but I'm going to
go ahead and say it if you want to.
I mean, in one way, you want to say that because, you know, there's been so much pomp and circumstance of what they were able to do last year. And honestly, you know, Jason, with a couple of those wins, I won't say the Alabama game, the Auburn game where Marshall just throws it down the field and it falls in.
Yeah.
Gus didn't have anything to do with that.
No.
You know, he gets credit for it, I guess. So I'm going to say
Gus. That's kind of one of the miracles from God.
It is. I'm going to say Gus is overrated.
Okay. I'm going to say Gus is fair value.
Okay.
So, I do take the Alabama game. I think he outcoached Saban.
No question. I'll give you that.
The Georgia game, miracle from God, no other way you can look at it.
Right. I agree with you.
Let's go south, get out of the SEC, and go to your favorite person, Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, I'm going to say overrated.
I say overrated, too. With the group of ball players you can get at Florida State, I think you or I could win at Florida State.
Yes, so. Think so.
Okay, what about one more? Let's go to, and I can't think of his name now.
Well, it'd be hard for me to give you that one.
Kentucky coach.
And Stoops.
Yeah.
I think he's probably underrated.
I think so, too.
With what he's been able to do at Kentucky.
And we will find out more about Kentucky, though, because their schedule is starting to get interesting now. They played some patsies.
And they got thumped last week.
Yeah, by a team that Auburn thumped.
Exactly. So, you know, don't know what that means.
Hey, but the comment I made on Facebook.
Do you want to be the defensive coordinator at Texas A&M? Because I'm sure they're going to be looking for one.
I'll try.
You can't do any worse than 66, and halftime scores for two games.
One of our sponsors commented on Facebook after I'd made the comment about Texas A&M being so bad, and show you how you can play tricks with numbers. If you follow that formula by the number of points Mississippi State beat Auburn by, then follow it to the Texas A&M Mississippi State game, then follow it to the Alabama Texas A&M game, Alabama would figure out to be 60 points better than Auburn. So you can take numbers and make them do anything you want.
You can. Hey, I'm going to give you some more numbers right here. And these are facts. How about that?
Hey, this sounds like Alabama.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
It's always facts when it's Alabama.
It is. This is. You have to agree with this. After the Texas A&M game, school record most points in a quarter. They scored 35 points in the second quarter. That's a record. Tied the record for second most points in a half. That was 45. The largest margin of victory since 1991. Do you know who that'd be a great trivia question. Of course, it's a little bit late. I'm going to save that.
Save it.
We'll save it and we'll do it Thursday. Right. Okay? And somebody will probably have it. So there's you some facts.
All right. Those facts bring us to break time. This is the Alabama Crimson Tide Network.
Woo-hoo!
You're listening
with Eli Goff.
Yeah, you're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman. We'll be right back.
Roll Tide.
Now, what do you think Eli Goff makes? Hey, People's Bank, I'm going to need to come talk to y'all about a loan.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats
go to Muscle Shoals and visit Muscle Shoals for that game.
40 this Friday night on Live 95. Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Coleman versus Muscle Shoals.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
That's not bad for ad-lib, is it?
Is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Gordon Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
For a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
All right, 5:53, closing down a Tuesday afternoon in the bright city of Coleman.
That's right? It. We got about, what, 5-6 minutes to go?
Hey, going to remind everybody one more time, October the 28th, 4 p.m., we will air at 3:45, be on air. Jay Jacobs, Auburn Athletic Director, will join us and talk Auburn football, Auburn basketball, anything anybody wants to ask.
That's right.
Let us know.
Let us know ahead of time because you're not going to be able to call because – he'll be on the line.
Right, and looking forward to that. Want to talk, I know we're going to hit football, but I really want to find out about Bruce Pearl and what the vision is for Auburn basketball, because so long at Auburn, there's been no vision for basketball. So, hey, Ronnie, we were talking during the break, and I want you to tell everybody your top four teams, in which I actually kind of agree with.
Thank you. That's the first time we agree today. If we, my picks are, if we were going to start the playoff games this coming weekend, this Saturday, my four teams that I would have in the playoff would be Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Auburn. I would exclude, Florida State.
A team that hasn't lost in 2 years.
That's right. Even though Auburn and Alabama both have lost a game, in my mind, I don't think there's any question they're a better football team than Florida State. And if Florida State was in the West, they would probably be, I think they would lose at least three games.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And I'm going to go a step. Alabama fans may pass out, but I think Alabama probably better equipped to beat Florida State than Auburn. I think Auburn has a harder time. I think Auburn probably beats them.
Yeah.
But
Alabama's better defensively than Auburn is.
And Jameis might pick that Auburn secondary apart.
Yeah, I agree. But that would be, if for me right now, that would be my four picks. And also this week's AP polls, for the first time in the history since they've been doing the polls, we've got four teams out of the West Division of the SEC that are all in the top five. Mississippi State is one, Ole Miss is three, Alabama is four, Auburn is five. Never has that happened before. That's impressive. All out of the same division.
So I noticed you just completely left out Florida State at two.
Well, I was just calling out the SEC schools.
And not prejudice against Florida State.
Okay, Florida State is number two. I was just kind of calling out the SEC West.
I didn't mind you leaving them out.
I got you. But then number six is Oregon. Number seven, Notre Dame. Number eight, Michigan State. Number nine, Georgia. Number ten is TCU. You know, Jason, if some of these teams that have not lost a game, and they're going to, because Mississippi State and Ole Miss play one another, so they're going to lose a game. The only team left that's probably going to be undefeated when it's all over is Florida State. For that search committee, that to me, if it kind of plays out where there's a lot of teams that, only have one loss, that's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. I think we have more controversy. Oh,
I don't think there's any question. And I know we've only got about 2 or 3 minutes, but here's a big what if, and we can touch on this on Thursday. I'm going to what if you right here. If Missouri was to win the East,
that it would be a nightmare.
That's right. But now it's very possible.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very possible that Missouri could win the East. If Missouri, and they're unranked.
Georgia is the anointed child from the
East. That's right.
Though.
That's right. But if Missouri is able to win the East, and they are very capable, it would not shock me if Missouri does not win the East. So let's, for food for thought for 2 minutes, Missouri wins the East. It doesn't matter who's in the West. Missouri at this time, they're not even ranked. And let's say Missouri then wins the SEC. They automatically are going to be in the Final Four, unranked.
Unranked.
Then what happens to those teams in the West? Does somebody else from the West get in?
I don't know. We keep talking about two teams from the West. I being a committee, it may happen, but I just don't see it running.
Yeah.
I think Notre Dame gets the nod, Michigan State gets the nod, and
that
they
is
want
if,
to appear.
That is if they don't lose again.
Right.
And
I don't know. I don't
North
know
Carolina, I mean, Florida State's not going to lose.
No.
Notre Dame might. The committee is hoping that some of those one losses lose again.
Oh, yeah, they have to be.
Because, like you said, you got Notre Dame. You still got Michigan State.
Why could we not go with a BCS poll?
I don't know.
And keep that intact and then just take the four teams that finish the top four and play it.
I agree.
Isn't it next week that the first committee's poll comes
out? That's right. And you knew that. Did you hear Archie Manning is backed out? He's no longer
because
a member.
Because he had knee surgery.
Yeah. He's having some procedure. I tell you why I think. You got Mississippi State and Ole Miss both in there.
Right.
If he votes Mississippi State out, Ole Miss going to have a fit. If he votes Ole Miss out,
or
vice versa.
Ronnie, anytime it comes to committees, this can be church committees. It can be
football
committees. When we get behind closed doors, let's say I'm representing Auburn, you're representing, let's say, Oregon.
Yeah.
I say, Ronnie, I really want to get Auburn in here. If you throw me some support, I'm going to throw some support.
It's going to turn political. It's going to be politics.
And we're on the right track. Condoleezza Rice.
There you go. That's exactly right. So I mean, there's a lot of things that could play out. You know, here's another big kicker. Sitting there at 5-1 is Kansas State. You know, I mean, they're ranked 11, but they've got a great opportunity to win their conference. In Michigan State, Oregon in the pack, you know, 12, if they win out or win that conference. So it is shaping up to be a nightmare. But the biggest nightmare would be if Missouri won the East and won the SEC championship game.
Or another nightmare is somebody, Mississippi State, goes to the SEC championship, loses to Georgia, and then gets skipped over in Alabama or Auburn in by not playing in the SEC championship.
So. Exactly. We will hit this again.
All right, it's time to call it a day and time to go to the house.
We will be
back Thursday at 4 p.m. with Dan Vosta, Greg Smith.
Yeah, you got
who,
it.
Who, by the way, is 16-2 right now.
He is on a roll.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be back Thursday. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5, Ronnie, a big War Eagle.
And a big Roll Tide.
We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah. WRJM LP Coleman.